Thanks for calling Utah Repair Equipment. Can you hold for just a moment?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll shoot an email there. I'm looking to follow up on an offer we had extended to the company. So I'm just kind of looking to see what plans you guys have going forward that we might be able to help you out with. Do you mind passing along an update when you get to the office just so you can get called? My name is Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R.
Thanks for holding. What can I do for you?
Yeah, hi. I was actually looking for Keith.
That's me.
Hey, Keith. My name is Steve. I'm actually calling from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good. You're calling good. From Bank of...
Cardiff. I know it sounds kind of weird over the phone. I usually have to say it more than once. The whole reason, I know you're busy. I'm not really trying to take up much time here, Keith. I was actually really just trying to follow up with you on something. I sent out an offer to your business about like 2.5 weeks ago. It was through direct mail. I don't know if you had seen that come across your desk or anything like that. But it was actually just in reference to some prior financing you guys did with GE a couple years back. Does that ring a bell at all? It's actually been quite a while.
Well, we've done some financing multiple ways. You know, GE financing was bought out by Wells Fargo that we do a lot of whole good stuff. And then we've also done some financing, like customers would come in and want to purchase something, and then we would go through GE. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. It was just actually, the offer I sent was actually just based off of that borrowing history with them, because you actually have some strong borrowing history. I'm just really following up here. The offer was just for some equipment or some capital. I'm just seeing if you guys have any needs now or sometime in the future, if there's any time that you guys look to do that kind of thing. I think your company was actually pre-approved, I think it was, for $250,000. Just seeing if you could use that anywhere in the business, and if so, I'd be more than happy to help you out.
Probably not going to be interested, because usually these type of things have got pretty exorbitant interest rates.
I can tell you this. It would all depend on what you're looking for. Like, if you were looking to do some kind of like equipment financing type of thing for your business, you know, that, you know, is the mid-single digits for rates. That's the longer terms. You know, it's a traditional loan, as you would take it, I guess. So that's what that one is. The working capital, now that one might be a little bit higher, but the only reason because of that is just because it's unsecured cash and there's no collateral behind it, so it's kind of risky and you can... shorter term, so that's why it might be a little bit higher. But
like I said earlier, there's probably not. I probably won't be using you, but just for curiosity.
Yeah.
If I wanted to buy some equipment, what is your interest rate?
Well, with the equipment side, there's a couple factors that go into it. We're not going to have a certain set rate. The only reason I say that is because I don't know what you guys really look like. You know, it's based on your credit.
So, anyways, you've got no answer for me, but I appreciate the call and have a nice day.
Yeah.
Okay, goodbye.